Long gone are the times when computer viruses were written just to let a couple of letters or figures rain down your screen. The present generation of viruses and malware can really hurt you and may turn gangsters into millionaires at your expense. First, cyber criminals trick you into providing your most sensitive personal data. Then they take control of your PC and use it to hide their own identity in so-called botnets, spanning hundreds of thousands of infected computers. Dieter Kempf from Germany's Association of IT and Telecommunications Companies says online banking fraud, for instance, has risen dramatically in this country over the course of the year. The techniques employed by criminals to steal people's passwords and identities, such as phishing, are also getting more and more sophisticated, Kempf says, but he's confident that those struggling to protect users from online evils can rise to the challenge.
I'm not only hopeful, I'm sure that we will succeed. However, it will be a constant race. And what we have to achieve is a kind of a combination between using the best techniques to make internet safe, combining the consciousness of the individual user. He must know where the dangerous corners and parts of the internet are, and he must behave himself accordingly and use those modern techniques which the industry provides. I mean, for the companies, it's even more important to watch modern developments, software, hardware parts, to use modern infrastructure to make the usage of the internet safe, and accordingly to provide their customers with the appropriate infrastructure.
The president of Germany's Federal Crime Office, Jörg Zierke, admits that the activities of cyber criminals are very often hard to trace, meaning that not very many culprits are actually brought to justice yet. Our investigations are certainly hampered by modern internet techniques such as data traffic via anonymous proxy servers, cryptography and the storage of relevant data on remote servers abroad, Zierke says. On top of that, the data or footprints we are after cannot be found in a given place forever. Using the normal legal channels, we may, for instance, try to get hold of data stored on a server platform in China. Before that, we might also have to carry out some related investigations in Ireland, Canada, or Brazil. This can take several months. And in the end, we may find out that the data on the Chinese server have been erased long before we are allowed to access it. Bitkom's Dieter Kempf is looking ahead to the introduction of a new electronic ID card for all German citizens beginning next year. He says it'll serve as a much safer authentication tool when making online transactions or shopping online.
I think, first of all, it's because it has an electronic component, a hardware component in it, which can be used as an identification and authentication media for the individual. The second big advantage I see is it's a media which is commonly available. After, let's say, 10 years, when every one of us gets this new ID card, everyone has one.
At present, 24 million Germans do their banking online, and despite the many cases of frauds in recent years, only a fraction of them use the most secure transaction method provided by the banks. For reasons of convenience, many clients still use transaction methods which were billed as being safe when online banking was still in its infancy, but in the meantime are anything but secure. Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.